Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Couple of interesting things here, Lee.
Okay.
See this new Yale study that estimates there are 22.1 million illegal aliens in the U.S. today?
22.1 million.
Now, think about the size of this population. 22.1 million illegal aliens. So, if you came here and you had a kid, you had two or three, that doesn't count because they're citizens, right? Those kids are citizens. Right. They were born here. So this would be just illegals like parents, like adults,
yeah,
or young people brought here as illegals. It doesn't count their offspring. I mean, you count offspring, you're probably going into a population of close to 40 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's assuming one offspring for each person. The size of it is massive. And when you look at the numbers, you look at Pew Hispanic Trust numbers, illegal immigrants who have come here, those from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, they tend to vote Democrat at an over 70% rate. And they tend to use welfare services, and that includes food stamps for their American-born children. That's why they're getting the welfare services at a 60% rate. When you jump into Generation 2, they vote Democrat at an 80-plus percent rate, and over 60% use welfare services. So this is a built-in constituency for the Democrats. But there's some other interesting stuff in this Yale study, and that is where it is that they are. New Yale study released found, 22.1 million illegal aliens. Okay. That's enough for 28 congressional districts.
Yeah.
There's also more people than live in Florida, America's third largest state. About 6 in 10 of the illegals, live in one of 20 metro areas, mm-hmm, with three regions in Southern California combining to make up the largest cluster of people living in the country illegally. So where are they living? Well, they're living in California, but they're living in metro areas. Mm-hmm. What are the Democrats doing in metro areas? They are declaring sanctuary cities, mm-hmm, even for child molesters, murderers, whoever, to attract them there. In California and in New York, they're beginning to offer them free health care to get them to settle there. And the reason they're doing this is so that they will be counted in the census.
Yes.
We've been through this over and over and over again. Current case on behalf of Alabama pending before the Supreme Court estimates at least 15 congressional districts have been stolen from red areas populated with citizens and transferred to blue areas, largely with large populations of non-citizens, because of this. They're counted in the census. They may not get to vote. Well, legally,
yeah,
may not get to vote. God knows what they actually do in federal elections where they're not allowed to vote. But this shows you the size and the scope of it. And it's just fascinating that 6 in 10 of them are in large metro areas. What is going on here? Well, they're preventing the, you know, normally what you're seeing in a lot of these metros is people fleeing because it's chaos. They can't afford to live there. Liberal policies have wrecked them. And this is why they need, as we've seen the exodus of people from California, they need the illegals to come. They need to give them free health care. They got to give them sanctuary. We'll treat you like an American citizen. We won't hold you for ICE. Because they need them to stay and to mass in these blue areas so they don't lose population and they can steal congressional districts.
And this is the 21st century gerrymandering.
Yes, it's a coup. It is a second parallel coup that is going on at the same time, where Democrats deliberately leave the borders open, completely undermine any border enforcement, take the radical position we shouldn't even have borders, we should disband ICE. Why, after hearing this, do you think they so passionately want to disband ICE?
Because they want the people to stay.
Yeah, they want them to stay, and also because they don't want them interfered with at all so that others will come.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're seeing exactly what I've been telling you in this study, that they are massing in these big blue areas.
And as you point out, even if they don't vote, even if they don't legally vote,
it doesn't matter. They still
matter.
Steal your vote.
If they're counted in the census, counted as citizens, then the congressional districts increase in those metropolitan areas, which are largely and almost exclusively Democrat-controlled areas.
Yep. And that's the plan.
And then it outweighs the vote by the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a larger concentration of people, the whole concept of one man, one vote, one person, one vote, however you want to refer to it, so that there is an equal number, each representative in Congress represents an equal number of people, you know, statistically speaking. And so then you increase the numbers of those congressional districts in those states where you have the large illegal immigrant populations, and then you have just added to power that the Democrats hold.
Yeah. Like, say you take a blue metro area, say it's 30% illegal immigrant. Well, they're counted, and they get their congressional district. It's stolen from a red area with all citizens.
Even if they don't vote.
Even if they don't vote, it doesn't matter. Well, guess what? That now makes the 70% of the population in that congressional district who are citizens and are liberal much more powerful. Their votes count more than more conservative people who are citizens and live in red districts. Their vote counts more times because they're awarded more congressional districts than they should get.
And I'm sorry, there's nothing constitutional nor, I think, immoral about saying that only the citizens of the nation should be counted in the census. This is the argument that the Trump administration was trying to make. This is also the argument that the left was arguing against, and it's for the very reasons you've outlined here.
Yeah. But this is the fight of our time for power. And as I've pointed out, when you look at the number of congressional districts stolen, it's very close to the Democrat majority number in Congress. And keep in mind, there are plenty of red, you know, or have been, they're flipping now, plenty of red districts in places like New York and California, even though the state is blue.
So let's just take the logical progression with this. So the next time there is a Democrat convention, I want to be able to vote. I want to vote in your convention. Let's say the UAW has got or any union has a vote. I want to vote. Oh, I'm a stakeholder. I buy cars. It impacts me. So even though I'm not a member, I'm not a citizen of that particular organization, I want to vote because it impacts me. I should get a vote, even though I'm not a member.
I don't see why you shouldn't. In fact, you know, if you and I don't like some of the stuff going on in California, I think we should just get in a car and go there.
Or what if we don't like what Apple's policies are, or IBM, or any other, you know, publicly traded company? You know, just because I'm not a stockholder, well, I've got skin in the game because I buy these products. I'm impacted by the economy. Why shouldn't I be able to vote as a shareholder?
I don't see why not. I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, just if you see anything you want to vote in, just show up and demand to be counted.
Exactly.
I mean, I think I'd like a vote at the Democrat National Convention.
Absolutely.
I think I would like one of
Why
those.
Not? Why not?
I'm utterly unqualified. But hey, if non-citizens.
Actually, I would say you are overqualified.
I may be overqualified, yes. If non-citizens can vote, then why not me?
Right. Exactly.
And if you think about it, it's absolutely pure and unadulterated chaos. It is also absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It is. It really is.
And by the time I think the people figure out what's going on here, it'll be too late. I mean, and you know, here's an example of it. One of the places that illegals mass has been Virginia. Well, guess what? It's not too long before their offspring are voting. They're American citizens. What are they saying has flipped Virginia? It's been the immigrant population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that Virginia very much is the model for the country. Get the immigrants in there, cancel the votes of Americans. They don't get it anyway.
I guess Virginia is for socialism lovers now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the New York Times, of all places. I don't know why they're doing this now. It's very curious. From the New York Times, Joe Biden's own staff thought that the Ukrainian gas company paying Hunter Biden $83,000 a month while his father was vice president was unseemly or worse. And they made State Department officials help them do damage control. Word from the New York Times is that they were afraid to approach Biden and say, hey, you know, this looks bad, because he apparently had a really bad temper. So let's put it all together, shall we? What we've learned out in the last week. We now have the emails, thanks to John Solomon's Freedom of Information Act. So Burisma, Hunter's on the board and the doors are getting kicked in. The executive's doors are getting kicked in. They're in trouble. They're being investigated in the Ukraine. So Burisma calls up the State Department. Yo, can you help us? And they even mentioned that Hunter Biden is on the payroll. He's on our board. Can you help us? If they actually call and email the State Department, putting it in writing, you would have no idea that any of this happened if you watched the mainstream media. Well, that's a problem. What happens next? It's not just Joe. Obama officials gather at the White House with Ukraine officials, and they have a meeting, and they tell Ukraine to dropkick this investigation into Burisma. That was the January 19th meeting. So, man, this is awesome. If you pay the money to the right people, you can just call up the State Department and have the criminal investigation into you just to remove this, again, do it away with it. Who knew? Now it all makes sense. This is bigger than Joe. Joe was just a messenger from the Obama administration. So first they email and they call. We got all those records. And we really would like to not be prosecuted here in Ukraine. Could you help? Somebody must have said sure, because next thing you know, they're having a meeting run by the whistleblower, Eric Charmella, in the White House with Ukraine officials, one of whom went on a record and says, oh, well, yeah, they were pressuring us. They wanted to bring the FBI in. Again, that's the FBI run by Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page. That's the fix-it crew, the insurance policy crew. They were going to fix it. Ukraine refused. I mean, they're already corrupt. They don't want to be more corrupt. You can't have the FBI crawling around here. Think how corrupt they'd be then. They're like, no, heck no. We're not letting the FBI in here and investigate. So what happens next? Again, the whistleblower, Eric Charmella, it's right there in the White House logs, ran that meeting. Ran the meeting where the White House officials pressured Ukraine officials to drop the investigation into Burisma. At the request of who? Who requested this? Burisma, when they called the State Department. Whoa, that's corrupt. Again, this means that if you have the right connection, you pay the right vice president's boy. By God, you could call up the State Department and get the authorities off your back. Let me ask you a question, honestly. Should Trump be concerned about this? This is some real corruption. I mean, this is corruption on the part of Burisma, which was run by a Ukraine oligarch, very powerful one, and Joe Biden. This is Ukraine corruption. The exact thing we're supposed to, by law, withhold foreign aid for. Here, I'll let Rand Paul explain it to you.
Foreign aid, by law, can only go out to countries that are not corrupt. So if you think that a country is acting in a corrupt way, president can always withhold aid until the corruption is fixed. So you're going to have to get in the mind of Trump and his advisors and say, well, he didn't really believe that the Bidens were corrupt. I think he absolutely does. I think you give him a lie detector test and say, do you think the Bidens were corrupt? And do you think you were investigating corruption and that corruption is in the law that you can't give aid to a country that has corruption? So there's no way. This ends up being a policy debate and a partisan debate and has nothing to do with legality or illegality or impeachment. It's purely a partisan way of trying to overturn the election.
Yeah, pretty much. This is unbelievable. So Eric Charmella, when he's not blowing the whistle, when he's not flying around on the plane with Joe Biden, when he's not coming to State Department dinners as Joe Biden's guest of honor, when he's not doing all of those things, he's doing Burisma's bidding. On behalf of the Obama administration. Now, we don't know what was said in the meetings. We don't know if Charmella himself pressured Ukraine officials. We don't know that, but we do know that he conducted the meeting. We do know there were Ukraine officials here. You know what's the crazy thing about this? They can't find a Ukraine official to say that Donald Trump or anyone around him pressured them. Not yet. Maybe they'll find one in the next week. I don't know. But so far, they cannot find one. Everybody who's gone on the record here from Ukraine, the top players have said, we were not pressured. So in the Trump case, there's no pressure, according to Ukraine officials. There's no quid pro quo, because they never did investigate Biden. And they get their money. Nothing happened. In the Obama case, Burisma calls the State Department, mentions name drops Hunter Biden and that he's on their payroll. He's on their board. Eric Charmella calls a meeting. Obama officials, we don't know which ones, but Obama officials, according to John Solomon, and this is according to a Ukraine official, pressure Ukraine to drop the investigation into Burisma. Heck, we'll let the FBI come in and take it over. Yeah, right. The FBI, they're some honest brokers. You mean the people who smashed Hillary Clinton's devices so that Congress couldn't get them when they were under subpoena? Those people. The cleanup crew. That's what they do now. They clean up crimes of Democrats, go in and clean it up, make it go away. Those people. So the Obama people want to send the cleanup crew in. So we have zero Ukraine officials saying that Trump colluded. That Trump did the quid pro quo. We have one Ukraine official now saying, yeah, we were pressured, not just by Biden, but by Obama officials to drop the investigation. And somehow we're not allowed to talk to the whistleblower. We're not allowed to call witnesses. We're not allowed to ask any of these questions. We have to pretend that none of this has ever been reported. Right? Isn't that what we have to do? And to make sure it doesn't get reported, Facebook and YouTube are now banning anything with the whistleblower's name in it. Because you can't talk about them, then you can't report this. So, I mean, literally, we are talking about impeaching a president of the United States of America for talking about Joe Biden's Ukraine corruption on a phone call. You can't even say that there was a quid pro quo on a phone call because there wasn't. Not there. He just talked about it. We're going to impeach him for that. and ignore the fact that Biden and now we're learning Obama's staff apparently successfully launched the quid pro quo. Is this what we're doing now as a country? If this succeeds, justice is dead in this country. There's no justice. There's just a very crooked dual justice system and nothing more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, did you hear what they're doing now on MSNBC?
Oh, what is
they
it now?
They are re-dredging up the Trump is still a Russian agent thing.
Oh, great.
You know, And I love when they do this. They talk about it like everybody knows this. Well, I mean, that was completely debunked by Mueller. If Trump was a Russian agent, you think they'd have mentioned that in the Mueller report,
you would
right?
think, yeah.
Like, they'd have brought that up. Nope.
I think though, at some point, the United States needs to recognize in a very public way the remarkable sacrifice the Russian people made in the defeat of Hitler, along with all of our other allies. But I'm just wondering whether Donald Trump can actually be that president because of everything that's preceded it. And the fact that there are a lot of people in America who believe that Donald Trump is either an agent of Russia or at least a useful idiot.
Well, so let him lay a wreath at the World War II Memorial in the National Mall. He doesn't have to go be Putin's prop in a May Day parade, which is clearly just an effort by Putin to put his arm around Trump and say, we're working together. And how is that going for America?
These people are delusional.
I know. And they say we're the ones who are crazy. There is no evidence that Trump is a Russian agent, besides the fact that Rachel Maddow says she can tell when she sees him with Putin. There's nothing. We let Hillary's personal attorneys vet him under the guise of the Mueller investigation. They didn't find anything. If Hillary's attorneys can't find anything, there isn't anything. And they had their own army of FBI agents when they did it. Had a couple dozen of them. Meanwhile, I swear, America, I'd like, okay. You see, this T-Mobile cell phone company, meanwhile, is pressuring employees to use transgender language. It's a big company. Okay, here's what they're doing. Employees at T-Mobile and Metro T-Mobile retail stores can choose to add any of the following options to their name tag: him, his, he, they, them, theirs, or ask me my pronouns. Executives are looking for other ways to pressure employees to accept the revolutionary claim that men become women just by saying so. So in addition to the pronoun option on the badges, employees are now being encouraged to add pronouns to email addresses and kick off meetings by sharing their pronouns.
I guess that's how Trump then is a Russian agent. They just say that he is. So he must be.
Right. Like, you don't even have to identify yourself. They could identify.
There's no checking of the suspension or anything. So, oh boy.
T-Mobile has also announced their benefits team, like their HR team, also just reviewed all of the company's available options, looking for gender references to make sure that options are accommodating for all employees. So T-Mobile basically going gender neutral. The problem, they say, is that the company policy bans speech by employees who recognize that men are men and women are women. For example, female T-Mobile employees will be forced to use the wrong pronoun when a male employee insists on being addressed by a feminine pronoun such as she or her. And you know what this is? They may have liberals, high ranking liberals running these companies, maybe. But the thing is, this is the fear of being doxxed as a company.
Yeah.
That they will shake you down, publicly humiliate you. I mean, you can't even get a dang phone, you know? I just want a phone. I don't care who you are or what you do in your free time. I don't.
Exactly.
Just leave me alone and give me the dang phone. You know? The way it used to be in America. I'm just dying here. What else is in the news you think's interesting today, Lee?
Oh, well, it's going to be interesting to see the two local hearings that are going on, the bond hearing for former Greenville County Sheriff Will Lewis.
Yes.
Going on in Lawrence County courtroom, and whether or not he's going to be released on bond. And then, of course, the sad situation, obviously, in the Townville Elementary shooting, where the shooter there is going to get sentencing. So,
yeah, and he's looking at, from what I understand, a minimum of 30 years.
Yeah.
So that's the worst it's going to be, which is good. But the solicitor in the case, he said he wants the max. He wants life. Although he's
without
not,
parole.
Without parole. But he's not talking about it anymore. But he says that's because, well, you know, now we're in the active phase here.
Yeah.
But of the you know, trial / sentencing / whatever. But yeah, I hope they put this guy away for life. He does not ever need to be back out again.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's about time for this to be. I know that there is no way that you ever get over losing a child.
No.
And I realize that the folks who went through that, that is a traumatic thing that will obviously affect them for the rest of their lives. You never get over that, but you want to get through that. And it's not that we shouldn't cover this in the news. We certainly should. But, you know, I would just like for this to be done, for these folks to have some sense of closure to at least this chapter of this, so they can move on and be done with this. You know, it's sad and tragic for the family of the Hall family, and also for the family of the shooter as well, and of course everyone else involved in that. And, you know, once again, as you were pointing out, it is only through the heroism of some, you know, local firefighters there that were able to stop this situation from making it be even worse.
At the same time, hopefully the solicitor or prosecutor is going to stay strong in pursuing life for him.
Yeah.
And not begin to confuse his role with the defense attorney, whose job it is to advocate for the accused. We've already got somebody doing that, and a lot of solicitors in these parts get confused as to what their job is and what the defense attorney's job is. Yeah. The defense attorney will handle that just fine. Your job is to stand up for us and to keep this lunatic from ever getting out again. I mean, the idea of a shooter, this is a guy who we now know, the FBI came in, they looked at his computers, they did all this. I mean, he had studied up on Columbine. He had even studied up on the Florida Pulse nightclub shooting, and he had actually searched youngest mass shooter. So this was not, he had a bad day, was off his meds, and he got mad. He was doing this for months ahead of this. This was coldly and coolly calculated, and I just don't think you fix that.
And I don't know what the answer is, nor does anybody, obviously, in a free and open society, which we used to be. How do you protect citizens from someone that you see evidence? Let's say if somehow you're monitoring the activity of people like this, they have not committed a crime, but they are looking at things regarding crime. I mean, and how would you go about that? I mean, I'll be so honest with you. We have to do investigations. We have to do, I mean, and you do this as well. You have to go to sites and look at things sometimes that you don't want to, but you have to because this is the job and you need to be doing the background, and you're taking a look at sites that you know, are not necessarily things that you would want everybody knowing about, but that's what you have to do because of the job. You have to look at this stuff. I mean, I've been to several liberal sites that I'd never want anyone to know that I've been to before. I mean, you know. It's like this story we had this morning. I'm talking about there's a group that's claiming that they're concerned that the 2020 election is going to get hacked again. And the Brennan Justice Center. Oh, well, I looked that up. That is the Brennan Justice Center, the former Supreme Court Justice Brennan, a liberal progressive outfit. You know, whenever you see the word Justice Center in something, that should be a clue for you there that that's not something that is going to be very conservative, and it was not.
And it won't involve much justice either.
No, I agree.
By the time you dig down into it.
Well, to me, sadly, the word justice has been used to substitute that for liberals getting their way.
Yeah.
That's what justice is in this country. Yeah, justice, no peace.
Yep. Because they won't give you any peace until they get their way.
Exactly.
Which is exactly.
And then after they get their way, they'll keep wanting their way and want it more.
Yep.
And now, another day of totally tantalizing Trump tweets.
Talk is cheap and tweets are cheap.
On the Tara Show.
America cannot afford a Twitter presidency.
Oh, shut up!
106.3 WORD.
I'm really not a bad person, by the way.
Stupidest Supreme Court case ever. That's what he's tweeting about this morning. Obama, while admitting he can't really legally do this, does DACA. Just says, oh, you could stay. If you're an illegal immigrant, here, have a work permit. I don't need the approval of Congress. Yes, you do. He even admitted it probably was unconstitutional, but he would do it anyway. It was an executive order. DACA is an executive order by Obama. Executive orders can be overturned. Well, that's how America used to work. So Trump came in, tried to overturn DACA with his own executive order. But so far, liberal judges have decided that Obama, simply because he's a better person and more likable, and he's not orange, has more power. So what, you know, his rule goes, but Trump's executive orders do not. This is bizarre. Anyway, Trump writes, many of the people in DACA, no longer very young or far from angels. Some are very tough, hardened criminals. President Obama said he had no legal right to sign the order, but would anyway. If Supreme Court remedies with overturn, a deal will be made for with Dems for them to stay. I hope he doesn't mean the hardened criminals from the previous sentence. Trump tweet, economy is booming, seems set to have yet another record day. Another Trump tweet. I will be releasing the transcript of the first and therefore most important call with the Ukrainian president before week's end. Trump tweet, why is such a focus put on second and third hand witnesses, many of whom are never Trumpers or whose lawyers are never Trumpers, when all you have to do is read the phone call transcript with the Ukrainian president and see firsthand. He and others also stated that there was no pressure put on him to investigate sleepy Joe Biden, even though as president, I have an obligation to look into corruption and Biden's actions on tape about firing the prosecutor and his sons taking millions of dollars with no knowledge or talent from a Ukrainian energy company and more millions taken from China. And now reports of other companies and countries also giving him big money are certainly looking very corrupt, to put it mildly to me. Both Bidens should be forced to testify in this no due process scam. Trump tweet, this isn't about Ukraine. This isn't about impeachment. This is about subverting democracy. He attributes that to @BillO'Reilly. So true. And led by angry and dishonest people who hate themselves and must hate the country. Trump tweet 14 hours ago, the president has until September 30th to give this aid to Ukraine. He gets it out on September 11th, 3 weeks before the deadline. So we give our ally aid and Joe Biden is not investigated. Remember that. They got the aid and we got nothing in turn. The Democrats want to be and want this to be an impeachable offense. Good luck with that. Trump tweet 15 hours ago, Schiff and the Democrats have created this whole thing. They reverse engineer it. They've been vowing to impeach for 3 years. Why should we listen to them? Why should we want to? He attributes that to @GregGutfeld. Another Trump tweet, in order to continue to be being the most transparent president in history, I will be releasing sometime this week the transcript of the first and therefore most important phone call I had with the president of Ukraine. I am sure you will find it tantalizing. Trump tweet, Schiff is giving Republicans no witnesses, no lawyer, and no due process. It is totally one-sided witch hunt. This can't be making the Democrats look good. Such a farce. Trump tweet, just like Schiff fabricated my phone call, he will fabricate the transcripts that he is making and releasing. I wonder background about that tweet. Trump tweet, 16 hours ago, read the transcript. It's perfect. A lot of Trump tweeting last 24 hours. Trump tweet, where is the whistleblower who gave so much false information? Must be testifying along with Schiff and others. So there you go. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Here we go. Maybe we should just start using the pronouns it or that as personal pronouns for those who insist they be addressed by a gender other than their biological sex. That's a text to the text line. Texter writes, I love where a student said his preferred pronoun is His Majesty to show how ridiculous this stuff is. Now, the texter writes, don't use the pronoun, just call them by their name. Here's another text. Hey, Tara, if Trump is a Russian agent, then Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are Chinese jet pilots. LOL. So says Jeff. Why not? If the media identifies you as such, then that's what you are.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.